Friday night. I'm digging my new single cell, listening to the Fish Fry on public radio. Brings back memories. Sam Cooke singing Twisting the Night Away. Man, there's a guy who was irreplaceable. Listening to him from the 50s into the 60s, he sang in a way like telling a story that made an image of a time and place in your mind. We've got another brother who sings and tells stories, who is also irreplaceable. Even though he is still here, it seems as though folks would pay more attention to him if he were dead, or if he had died. I'm talking about Gil Scott Heron. Here is a brother who was like a guiding light in my early days of struggle, as important as Bob Marley to me. But he got run over by the crack cocaine express. A casualty as deeply felt as the loss of Sam or Bob or Marvin Gaye. But Gil is still here, locked down in the New York State prison system somewhere. And I don't hear anyone calling out support and solidarity for him. I was thinking earlier today, what if I'd gotten captured while doing something other than a straight-up direct political action? Even though everything I'd
done... This call is from a federal prison.
Even though everything I'd done politically was already done, in the can, so to speak. Would I still be recognized as a political prisoner? Everything I did out there, Gil was in the car with me. So is Gil Scott Heron a political prisoner? I say yes. And I'd like to ask everyone who knows me, supports me, to give that same support and friendship to this brother, our brother. He's going to be coming out to what? He should come out to a movement that embraces him, just as he has embraced and inspired us. The struggle needs the energy and creativity and the depth of emotion and analysis that this soldier possesses. Reach out to him. Long live Bob Marley, Victor Hara, Marvin. What's going on?